In an earlier war, the federal government used its resources to put its spin on movies, photography, and radio.
The Office of War Information presents its director, Elmer Davis, in his weekly report to the American people at home and to America's fighting forces overseas.
We've had another week of air war. The greatest air war that the world has yet seen, and its scale is still increasing.
Elmer Davis had been a popular commentator on the radio, and 60 years ago today he went to work for Uncle Sam. On this date in 1942, President Franklin Roosevelt created the Office of War Information and named Davis to head it. Its authority was broad and thorough in ways we would have difficulty imagining today. Aside from reviewing Hollywood movie scripts, it assigned photographic projects, arranged for patriotic posters, and imposed a single storyline on news reports and radio broadcasts. To that end, Davis continued to provide commentary over the airwaves while wearing his official government hat.
For 6 days and nights, American and British bombers based in England have been steadily pounding northwestern Germany. And the cities on the Ruhr seem to be in worse shape now than was any city in England after the Blitz of 2 years ago last winter.
The Office of War Information drummed citizen responsibility and a sense of U.S. might into American minds. The message was always, we can beat Germany and Japan. We must conserve goods at home, and we should silence idle chatter to keep military information out of enemy hands. The Office of War Information was established on June 13, 1942, 60 years ago today.